Maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been a while since you've been to church. That's Cochran and Company on WCIC. I'm Tanya in with Brandon from Summit Family Therapy. And I tell you what, sometimes it's really hard to break the ice.
Oh, it is.
But you just got to do it.
Oh, you do? You have to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And it matters the tone of your voice and how you have that conversation. If you come across as Grumpy McGrumperson.
Or Eeyore, that's what I like to say.
You're not going to build a bridge. You're not going to break the ice. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose your ability to connect because you're not paying attention to how you sound. Mm-hmm. If you sound aggressive when you're not trying to be aggressive, unfortunately, people are going to perceive you as aggressive, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. It's not that other person's fault. It's, in this case, your opportunity for growth.
Yeah, Brandon, we talked about this before that, you know, social media, it's both a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
But with that, when we depend so much on our communication with that, when you actually talk to people, that tone can be tricky.
It can be really hard. That tone is tricky. And, you know, what I always like to point out to clients is, when you're going to send an arrow of truth, dip it in honey.
Oh, I like that.
Do not come across as aggressive because you've already lost your audience. Mm-hmm. You've already lost your audience. Mm-hmm. And the last thing that you need is to lose that audience when you're trying to break the ice.
Mm-hmm. So as Christians, we're called to be the light, to be the salt, and yes, to be out there so that we can encourage one another. And so we want to encourage you, my friend, if you're struggling, maybe the shutdown has been really tough on you socially in your social life. We are here for you. If you have any questions, you need advice, Brandon is right here. 888-691-9150.